Blog Talk Radio. Hello, hello, welcome, welcome, welcome. That music was Shakira. And it's a celebration of Africa. You can go online to YouTube and start it. Actually, I think you can download it. And it's wonderful to watch her singing it and dancing it with the Africans and herself. She's a beauty. So this is welcoming. This is Sharon Walker, your host for the show Living Eden, the program devoted to inspire and empower us into our divine brilliance. Our divine brilliance. Always bringing new paradigm concepts, new projects, virtual journeys, meditations, and loving awareness. And I'm so happy to be here with you, loving you and being loved by you and loving the universe and being loved by the universe and the divine in any form or name that you relate and are in communion with. So welcome, welcome, welcome here today. We're going to look at the Girl Power Project and Africa, because the Girl Power Project is focused on Uganda women and others, but that is the main focus. So I invite you, first of all, to dial in 909-533-8401, and you will be on my studio. You will be live, but you don't have to talk. And if you want to talk, you can. So I also invite you to go to Uganda. Type in on your computer pictures of Uganda, and you will find gobs of pictures of Uganda, of its people. They're dancing, their costumes. I'm not sure if you would call them costumes, but for us, I guess we would. They might be normal garb for them. And pictures of animals, elephants, lions, pictures of, and giraffes, Uganda giraffe, pictures of maps of Uganda, pictures of homes, jaguars, Uganda is surrounded by Kenya, Zaire, Rwanda, Tanzania. It's kind of in the center of all that land, landlocked. And it's quite large, actually. So I invite you to go to the picture pages and let those pictures be emanating energies into our program, into our lives from this part of the planet, the divine essence in this part of the planet, the power, the love, the amazingness, the nature, the connections in nature that they have, maybe deeper than us, seeing as we don't live outside as much as they do. And let that energy, you know, there are pictures of their food too, and cities, and yeah, it's fascinating. So you can touch the pictures, you can feel the energy from them, and you can, that Uganda music that I played, and there is another page that you can go to. Well, there's a lot of African music. You can just type in African music on YouTube or just plain music, African music to listen to. There is one, CapeTownMagazine.com, with South African music that you can play a whole a whole program of, a whole record. So I invite you to hang out this week with Africa and Uganda and make it a sacred journey for your soul and your spirit and the expansion of your perceptions. So right now, let's take some deep breaths. Oh, yes, breathing is so delightful. It is so releasing and so full of joy. The breath of life, literally, when we breathe, we're breathing the breath of life, the divine essence in air. Breathing in and releasing. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I am so grateful for the breath of life. So grateful that I am that close with the divine source. The breath running through my body. All around me, I can't get away from it. There's no way that you can get away from the divine, from its life-givingness, his, her life-givingness. Father, mother, birthing every split second. Yeah, breathing again. And out. Letting yourself come back into your body, your consciousness, that your body is full of the divine essence. Your body can't operate without it. Without air, we're gone into a different plane. We're not being able to live in our bodies. doesn't mean we're not alive anymore, but we're not alive in our bodies. So this time as we breathe in, we are breathing in the divine source always and holding it and then releasing anything on any level of our being that blocks us from communion with this divine beloved. So breathing in, big deep breath starting in your belly, through your heart, through the heart of earth, through the heart of the galaxy, inside the heart of the cosmic source of love. And releasing all blocks. And as those blocks release, you have more room to fill your body, to be present in this moment, in this time, in this space. Being present is the only way to receive. If you're not present, you're blocked, you've blocked receiving. So, and another galactic breath. And another release. Down through your body, through your heart, through your torso, through your belly, down into your sexual chakra, enlivening that energy and flowing down through your legs, into your feet, into the Earth Star below your feet, down into the center of the Earth, grounding you deep in her energy. And one more breath. This breath, we're breathing in divine source, and we're breathing out our divine energy into the arms of that source, hugging the beloved and the beloved hugging you. So breathing in galactic breath and releasing. And such a hug that is. A hug that can take you anywhere. Especially deep, deep into beloving and being beloved. Deep into the places inside of us that haven't been touched by that love, that they're so scared, so hiding, so deep that only the Divine Mother Father find them. And that is our energy bowl today, the energy of Africa, Uganda, the Girl Power Project, the energy of being loved and beloved, and our shadows too, in the womb of the Divine Mother. So let's take a look at the Girl Power Project. That got my focus this week. Probably because Claire Zammit is starting her new round of Feminine Power. And you can check that out too. And Claire Zammit and her Feminine Power program contributes a lot of money to the Girl Power Project. It's a program empowering girls in Uganda. And their goal has started out being for 10,000 young leaders, knowing that those 10,000 young leaders would touch the lives of 100,000 probably or more. So, and they're expanding their vision to a million. Girls being empowered. They believe that by igniting the power of women and girls globally, we can all evolve and change our world. It is the feminine power energy that is moving through this world, spreading itself around the whole planet, changing. Not wiping out men like might men have wanted to wipe out the power of women because they're so scared of it, but blessing them, healing them, coming in communion with them in a deep marriage, the sacred marriage of the divine masculine and feminine that is only propagated in the divine feminine. And they are in part, the Girl Power Project is in power, in partnership with the Collective Heart, which is a nonprofit founded by the late Debbie Ford and the Just Like My Child Foundation. And Claire Zammit, through Feminine Power, is helping to fund this program also. And seeing creating a ripple effect of sustainable positive change in communities across Africa and around the world. So breathe into that. That deliciousness, that knowing that you can be a part of this energetically, spiritually, heartly, in communion with them, financially if you wish, any way that you would like to. This is a way you can be living Eden on the planet. And I'm grateful to be involved in the Girl Power Project on this program. I feel it's an important expression of my commitment to learning how to live Eden and inspire a culture of women supporting the leadership of other women in our world, as well as personal and collective commitments to the global empowerment of our whole planet in the living Eden energy. In the sacred union of the divine masculine and feminine, in love and abundance and food and homes for everyone, in respect for all. And protecting the rights of children. Victims in Uganda are between the ages of 9 and 17. Millions of girls become mothers before age 18. 75% of 15 to 24-year-olds live with HIV. And our female. We can change all that by empowering women and girls because they will raise economic productivity and reduce infant mortality. They'll contribute to improved health and nutrition, and they'll increase the chances of education for the next generation. Shifting everything at grassroots level is what women are capable of doing. Creating and learning new life skills and mentoring and training. After they have been mentored and trained, they will mentor and train hundreds and thousands. So that these people, these women, these girls, are bold enough to look someone in the eye, strong enough to state their rights, free enough to rise to their full potential as they lead their country forward. So you can go online and look up the Girl Power Project also. It has the possibility in its development to end poverty and hunger, to achieve universal primary education, promote gender equality. Like I said, it's not about wiping out the men or making them below women. Promoting gender equality, reducing child deaths, improving maternal health, combating AIDS and malaria, ensuring environmental sustainability, and strengthening the global partnership. It is a far-reaching focus for this project. So let's take some breaths and breathe our energy into that so that it is more empowered and supported. Breathing our galactic breath. And breathing out, focusing that energy right into the Girl Power Project. Standing in the middle of it. As the Lady of Communion that we've been talking about the last couple weeks. Knowing your sovereignty, because that's what she represents. And her mantra, I intend, I empower. I intend, I empower us standing as the Lady of Communion in our sovereignty, in the frequency of emerald green, gathering the frequency of emerald green from all over the planet into this space that we are in now. Green is the energy of sovereignty. And do we really know what sovereignty is? I'm not even in the space of knowing what sovereignty is. Not the kind of sovereignty we're talking about here. So let's put on the robes of sovereignty, the green and gold, the gold representing the male. Let's put on those royal robes of sovereignty. That represents that it resides, sovereignty resides within us. That's what this program is going to be teaching. Sovereignty is a power that precipitates from the perfect union of the male and female, from sulfur and mercury within you, an inner completion. You become sovereign due to your openness to the sacred alchemical marriage of the male and female within you, which amplifies the reverberations of the true power and limitlessness intrinsic to such sovereignty. So let's wear our robes during the rest of this show and free others in the power of their authentic presence. And ask the question, what needs to be transacted or changed in your life for you to come to balance in the marriage of your male and female within? And a challenge, there's a challenge in this frequency that you are the singer of the mystery. The singer of the mystery. The celebrant of the goddess. The inebriate of the god, goddess. What unique offering do you bring? So think about that. You are the singer of the mystery. We haven't learned much about being present to mystery. I know I haven't. Mystery scares me. Like, I don't know when we pass the deed of this, of our beautiful home back to the bank, how our life is going to end up being. That's a mystery to me. I have ideas. Rick has ideas. And yet we want to remain open to a larger mystery that the divine is leading us in this path. And singing the mystery, how do you sing a mystery when mystery means you don't know what it is? So contemplate that. And you are the celebrant of the goddess, of the god goddess, the inebriant of the god goddess. Can you imagine being an inebriant of God, of the goddess? You, me, all of us? And the Lady of Communion has a bow and arrow. And she stands building a sphere of light in her solar plexus, which is just above your navel and that section of your body. She brings in light into the solar plexus, standing there with her bow and arrow, and filling herself with more and more light, until she's ready to release the arrow through the bow, filled with that light, through the moon, which is the outside string of the bow, that of the arrow being caught standing in, and send all that energy to chosen places for manifestation. Light released out of the darkness is manifestation. And we can choose the manifestation. And this sound frequency, which is the music of the spheres that she's connected with, represents the Christed Overself, descending, interconnecting the seven chakras, the seven nodal points, the seven planets, the higher golden octave, the golden spectrum of light that will define the new cycle of time, the new kingdom, the new Eden. And this is who we are. This is who we are. And the entrance into this mystery is the fused frequencies of green and gold. So then there's neither male nor female, neither left nor right, but both. And when the both are fused, they create the new. And sovereignty is birthed from this place of the inclusive balance of power held between the male and female energies within us. In sovereignty, we feel an inner completion of not needing anything outside of the self to be complete or whole. So honor your freedom as a sovereign being. Honor the freedom of all those who are in the Girl Power Project, those putting it on and those receiving it. Honor their sovereignty. and honor her sacred geometry, which will support you in this. She also has a shield of harmony. So you can ask her to draw the shield of harmony for you. And just take your hand and start drawing and see what comes out. It's not a shield from, it's a shield of harmonizing. And her sovereignty is represented by a square with a circle inside of it. That's her sacred geometry. Okay. So I invite you to have fun this week with the Lady of Communion and all that you've learned about her and all that she can teach you in your quiet time, in your questioning, and the colors and the mystery and the music and her sacred geometry and all the energy of Africa and Uganda and the Girl Power Project. And also check out Claire Zammit and her Feminine Power program, which is starting soon, if you're interested. And I invite you again to call in 909-533-8401, and we'll do our final meditation now. Breathing in, standing in our our energy bowl on the earth, standing as the Lady of Communion, standing in Africa, in Uganda, gathering the power of the people and their music. And gathering the animals' energy there and the earth's energy. And the air. The breath of life. And receiving the air on many levels. As many levels as we can allow ourselves to. And the angels and the archangels supporting us and breathing into this space that we're standing in as we draw in more and more energy and light into our solar plexus. That energy growing more and more powerful. As our sovereignty grows within us, that we know that this bow and arrow that we hold is the I intend, I empower energy of sovereignty within us. And it's growing and growing and growing. And the green and gold are dancing together in a beautiful sacred communion. And we're dancing in the mystery of our singing. Adiande maone, aliahua, analania, oi. As we celebrate that we are the inebriant of God, and that energy builds more sovereignty in us, more communion with all that is. And we breathe in into our solar plexus. Big, deep breath of the galactic breath. And release it into our solar plexus more. Dancing in our spot, dancing that energy, especially the African energy with the Africans right now, with the drumming and their singing and chanting. And the animals, the energy of the animals, their wisdom, their communion with nature, the different wisdoms and empowerments that each animal has, drawing all that energy and their love into our solar plexus. More and more light. More and more light. Breathing into that. Yes, 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 yes. Can you feel that? All of us together? How much energy and light we've pulled in together to send out through this arrow we're going to shoot? Standing there in your sovereignty, your feet touching the bare earth, your bare feet, even if they're not bare, even if you're not standing on the ground, you can see that and feel it. You can intend it. You can empower it within you. And you can pull that arrow back, that bow and arrow, standing there in all that empowerment and light of all of us around the planet who are doing this. And feel the light and the energy move up through your arms into that arrow. And remember, we're sending this to the Power Project, the Girls Power Project. We're sending it to all people and communities that are empowering the planet and healing it and loving it and honoring and respecting each other and creating food and homes for all, and abundance for all. There is no lack of abundance in the divine. We created that. The divine is not full of lack. It can't stop abundancing. So put that abundance in there too. And let's release that arrow out. And let it travel around the whole planet. And let each arrow come to embed itself in each place that needs it. Yani yo aya amaya he ayanyo o aya u awiya nema singing the mystery. Let's all sing the mystery. Ooh, amanye harin, harin, harin. Nyo yama. Uam ye an uamma uwa ahuwe. So blessings to all of you. Love to all of you. Thank you for being here. You are so important. You are so needed. You are so loved, and thank you for loving me and coming to this program to be with me, helping to spread the ability to live Eden, to create miracles, to love each other, to bring abundance again to our planet. And I invite you to call in every week. I invite you to send your comments to IamGoddessIam.com. The bottom of the page, there's a place for comments. And blogtalkradio.com/Living Eden. At the bottom of the page, there's a place for comments. And so be it to all of you. Big hugs.